This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. Let's talk about the outcomes of this anti-Semitism summit. First of all, what was the summit? I mean, we know the name, but tell us more about it.
So this took place at Central Synagogue, which is the largest Orthodox synagogue in this country, 2,000 to 3,000 members, etc. And this was held at the end of last week, a five-hour summit, and it included the Premier of the state, former Prime Minister. It included a senior person from the counter-terrorism movement, Jewish leaders, Holocaust survivors, police. Anyone who, and it was chaired, interestingly, it was hosted, the page was hosted by Sky News, which is part of the Fox Rupert Murdoch stable. And in fact, Sarah Murdoch was in the audience, with the seat right in the front.
Mm.
Very interesting. And speaker after speaker thanked the Murdochs, specifically Rupert, Lachlan, and Sarah, for their incredible support through the channel of Sky News, Sky Australia, which is one of our television networks, for their incredible support on this issue. And indeed, they have been. Sky has given us literally night after night after night, focusing on this issue. So, and also one of the speakers who it was is the Attorney General of this country, Mark Dreyfus, son of Holocaust survivors. And I have to say, and number of others were embarrassed because people booed him. Ooh. And he was booed because he's there representing the federal, the Australian government, and across the board in the community, obviously not everybody, very much across the board, there is great disillusion, dissatisfaction with the response from the government to this issue, which has obviously been the number one issue for the community going back to October 7. So it was a very unsophisticated way of responding to boo him. You shouldn't really do that. But obviously that attracted headlines. The positive, and hopefully it is a positive, that there were 15 outcomes which have, well, recommended outcomes, I should qualify, recommended outcomes. And just very quickly, the main ones was that to call for declaration of a national emergency on anti-Semitism and to establish a joint counter-terrorism task force, to have uniform police guidelines, and so that police across the country are trained in understanding and recognize anti-Semitism and how hate crimes should be prosecuted. Number three, anti-Semitism education to be included in the national curriculum across the country. Another one, national ban on encampments on all university campuses. Now, obviously, none of this has happened. These are
proposals.
Recommended outcomes. Creation of a judicial inquiry into anti-Semitism on our universities. Universities to disclose all sources of funding from foreign governments. Tougher legislation to overcome restrictions against academics. Repeal of charity status from religious and charitable institutions if they promote racism or display terrorist symbols. Greater scrutiny of the use of funds administered by charities. And an important one, another one, immigration officers to be trained to recognize anti-Semitism. So applicants to the country, and we've had a million people coming into the country in the past 2 years. So applicants to be assessed under the character test on whether they've promoted anti-Semitism. And there are more. Those are the main ones. So these are all tactless recommendations. And obviously it remains to be seen what, if any, will in fact be implemented.
It's very interesting. You mentioned Sky. What happened with Erin Molan? Because she was very, very outspoken on Sky in Australia and then was removed. What was the story there?
It's a good question. Yeah, and I'm sorry that I don't yet have a definitive answer. Now, Aaron, as you rightly say, was an extraordinary champion on everything that we care about on Sky, and then suddenly she was no longer on Sky. Now, so two things there. One is, just in terms of Aaron herself, there is a little bit of a mystery surrounding that, and I'm sure that I will find out exactly what happened. Having said that, as far as Aaron is concerned, as recently as yesterday, I saw a very, very passionate YouTube by her.
Yeah, she's doing an enormous amount still on YouTube. She's very active on Twitter as well.
She is indeed. Mm. Which begs the question, so somebody's obviously funding her. She must be moving on to something where she can still be as outspoken. I am determined to find out and will report back when I do. Having said that, it's important, and to where I started this discussion today, is that Sky is still incredibly supportive, very, very much so. And in fact, I should give a shout out. There is one, because her parents, her mother is a former South African. One of the producers, her name is Shari Markson, strongly Jewish, whereas Magen David on the program, and she presents for an hour every night.
Incredible.
And almost literally every single night, she is attacking this issue. And she is passionate about it, open about it, and she does it with the support of Sky. The managing director of Sky opened the anti-Semitism summit. And there, as I say, there was Sarah Murdoch sitting right in the front. And so the Murdochs were thanked, and Sky itself was thanked. So why, at this point, why Erin left, I do not know, but I will report back once.
Thank you. It'll just be interesting to find out. There was also a warning about anti-Semitism from Australia's spy chief.
Well, exactly. Now, this is the equivalent of, say, FBI, and the acronym is ASIO, the Australian Security Intelligence Organization. It's like our FBI. And the leader, the chief of it, his name is Mike Burgess, and he gave reported just yesterday. And I mean, it's something which to every listener is really 101, is the most basic stuff. But nevertheless, it was important that it came from the head of our FBI equivalent. And he said, quote unquote, it defies logic that people can hold Jewish Australians to account for the actions of the Israeli government. In other words, Israel's doing what Israel's doing. Why are you holding whoever is engaging in this terrible stuff, why are you holding Jewish Australians responsible and attacking Jewish Australians? And he didn't say this, but I don't see people attacking Russian Australians because of what's going on in Ukraine, for example.
Right.
And so it was really important, big headline, that, you know, the headline spy chief, you know, is blasting this anti-Semitism surge and saying it defies logic that you would hold Jewish Australians account. And then just on this general theme, announced late last night, one of the biggest, probably the most high-profile cultural event certainly in Sydney, possibly in this country, it's called the Sydney Writers' Festival. And tens of thousands of people, it goes for 10 days or 2 weeks, speakers from around the world. The chair for the last few years, and full disclosure, she's a good friend of mine, is a strongly identifying member of the Jewish community. When I was editor of the Jewish News, she was the publisher, and she has been chair of the Sydney Writers' Festival for the last several years, on the board for more than a decade. She resigned last night. And she's a very measured person, very considerate, very sober. And the statement that she gave, she said that this should be a safe space for all communities. And these are not her words, but I cannot be party to a writers' festival where there is a severe lack of balance on the Middle East conflict. In other words, blind Freddy can see what she's saying.
Absolutely. Incredible.
What a sad, sad situation that that the chair of the Sydney Writers' Festival has now stepped out of the space for all the reasons that
And this is something that is happening absolutely everywhere. We do need to leave it there. Mukundi says we need to go to ads before the top of the hour. Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.